This week we are talking about politics.
Yay!
If you are anything like me, you don't necessarily want to talk about politics. You're kind of sick of politics, you're probably sick of the primaries, and you're thinking, the last thing I want to do is talk about politics. But we do not live in some kind of utopia where we can just kind of check out when it comes to politics. We live in this world. And what does Jesus say about living in this world? Well, let's see what Jesus says. On one time, he's on a hill and he's preaching, and we call it the Sermon on the Mount. This is in Matthew chapter 5, and this is what he says. Matthew 5, 13 through 14. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. So there's a couple things that Jesus is saying when he says that you are salt and light in this world. Number one, that you are valuable. You can imagine at that time we get our word salary from salt because it was so valuable at preserving things. And he says you are light of the world. And you can imagine in a world where we do not have harnessable electricity what light meant. So you are valuable as a believer. But what else is Jesus saying? Jesus is saying this. You are also an influencer in this world. You are salt in this dying and decaying world. And if you're not going to do something about it, who is? You are light in this world. If you're not going to shine with the light of Christ, and if you're not going to proclaim his mission, if you're not going to let people know about acceptance and love and all the things that go with what Jesus says, who is going to do that? One of the ways that you do that, dramatic pause, is go out and vote. Now, you might not like politics, and it doesn't matter if you're an 18-year-old at junior college and this is your first election ever. It doesn't matter if you're a 78-year-old grandma and you've been in countless elections. What matters is this, that you are salt and light in this dark world, and God says go and be influencers because you have value and you can do something about it. Now, how you vote, how we talk about politics, that's what we're going to be talking about this week. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, a lot of us do not like politics. In fact, we're sick of talking about politics, but we want to know what you say in your word when it comes to living in this world. We don't live away from the world. We live in a world where we can actually do something. We can be salt and light in this world. And just through our vote and just through our advocation, we can do something to stop the decay in this world, and we can shine bright with the light of Christ. We ask that we do this every single day. Amen.
Valerie says, "Time of Grace has helped me become more spiritually mature than I could ever have thought. Although I still struggle a lot, I use Time of Grace to replenish my faith, strength, and get me back on track." To thank you for your gift, we would love to send you our insightful and encouraging book, Angels, Because Everyone Loves a Mystery, by Pastor John Enter and Pastor Mark Jeske. Start making an impact today, and may God bless you.